your domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is one of my favorite guests. Paul, would you like to tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and what you're concerned about?
Well, yes. Well, I'm a physician. I've been in medical missions now for 30 years. I've been in 105 countries, been responsible for taking more than 200 teams around the world, and I've been to some of the more major disasters around the world. We're trying to show the love of Jesus Christ and the compassion of Christ to people that are hurting. And I've been doing this now for 30 years, been taking teams. And it's been one of the most effective ways of being able to let people know that God cares for them. So I'm just so thankful for this opportunity to share at this time about the Philippines effort that we're involved with.
All right, fine. Well, I think it's important that, ladies and gentlemen, to know this terrible tragedy that is unfolding over there in the Philippines. And basically, of course, they were having a tremendous difficulty getting supplies in. I'm always very skeptical about sending money to the Red Cross. So how are you going to be able to help the people over there? Why don't you go ahead and tell about what's going on, what the situation really is. They say it's almost 4,000 people have been killed. But it sounds like there's terrible devastation.
Yes, there has been terrible devastation. In fact, some of the pictures that I've seen actually remind me of the times when I went over to Banda Aceh, Indonesia, when that tsunami hit there and a couple hundred thousand people died. The devastation has been so great. And in fact, the winds hit over 200 miles an hour. At times they said 235 miles an hour. So it was almost like a tornado strength winds as opposed to just a hurricane or a typhoon. And so there was many homes that were destroyed. I think in some of the areas, 70% of the main structures were all damaged or destroyed. And so the people don't have places to live. The water's contaminated. Many people, of course, died. And then many of the people are subject to diseases following that, and waterborne illnesses, of course, are a very major problem. And that's even true during normal times, let alone during disasters. And so one of the things that we're going to be doing is we're actually going to be taking over some water purification units that will actually purify 2,500 gallons of water on a daily basis. We're taking over two of those. We're also taking over other water purification supplies. We're taking over several hundred thousand dollars worth of medications. But the key thing is no one can do it by themselves. The big thing that I am emphasizing now and have been in my ministry for many years now has been we need to network. We need to work together. And the more hands that get involved, the more effective that we're going to be. So when we're on the ground, we're actually going to be networking with quite a few different organizations. In fact, maybe as many as 19 different organizations or more and some that we've had long-term relationships with here in the United States that we've been involved with on other disasters, but others we're going to be meeting for the first time there. We just have been making email communication, phone communication, and we're just trying to make the maximal impact that we possibly can.
When are you going over?
I'm personally going to be leaving on Thanksgiving Day, and I'll be there for a couple weeks. But there are other people that we've been networking with that are, of course, on the ground right now. And so I will be leaving personally a week from today.
Now, how can people get in touch with your ministry?
Right now we have a website, www.whenallplansfail.com. That's actually a website that I've used for the books that I've written on disaster preparedness, because for several years I've been really concerned that believers have not been ready for disasters, and people in general. In fact, I think in the United States it's estimated only about 5 to 7% of people are really ready for disasters. And so I felt like I should write this book, When All Plans Fail. And we've actually put some buttons on that particular website that would allow people to donate to the Philippine effort. And if that doesn't work, our address is on there. They could write to us. But these units that we're purchasing are about $20,000 worth of product there for these two units there, and they're really going to make a major difference in some of the rural areas. So the unique thing about the units that we're taking over is that they're operated by hand. They do not require electricity. They don't require generators and fuel. They actually work by hand pumps, and yet you can do 2,500 gallons a day. So I'm really excited about that. But people could go to www.whenallplansfail.com, and that way they would find out more information. There's a link there that will actually show a letter that I wrote to supporters of our ministry that will describe in more detail some of the things that we're going to be doing.
All right. Well, what are some of those things you're going to be doing? You're going to be providing certainly water for the people. Will you be establishing some sort of medical facility, or what are your thoughts along that line?
Well, the thing is, by being able to network with these other organizations, there are groups like I can mention some of these names: Convoy of Hope, the Assemblies of God of the Philippines, the Cry International. We will be involved with out of Kansas City, and also there's In His Image Family Practice Residency that's taken over a number of doctors, and actually I'm on visiting faculty with that particular organization, and they're taking a team over this next week as well. And then they'll have other residents that will be coming down from Macau up in the Hong Kong area in southern China. And so they're also responding. And so by networking these different folks together, we can actually put not only water purification supplies in their hands, antibiotics, and it's possible that I'll be going out to one of the islands with the medical team and actually providing some care for some of those patients there. But one of the visions that I've had, Stan, is that the body of Christ needs to come together in a much greater way. And I'm beginning to see more and more of that. In this particular response over in the Philippines, it's gratifying to see how many organizations are working together. I remember the time when I was involved with the response to when the Hutus and Tutsis were fighting back in the 90s, and a 500,000 to 1 million people were killed, and there were 1 million refugees over in Goma, Zaire. And the day we arrived with our team, there were 10,000 bodies on the ground, and 60,000 people died over about 6 weeks. And I just was amazed at how many Christian organizations responded, but they weren't working together. And I just realized how much more we can do if we work together. And so I'm seeing much more collaboration and mechanisms in place for people to network. And so not any one organization can do everything. And so if each of us understand the principle of being part of the body of Christ, let the hand be the hand, let the eyes be the eyes, and the nose be the nose, and ears the ears, and if we just put it all together, we're going to find that we will be a very mighty army for Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, if you have a question at all for our guest, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Dr. Stan, and our guest this morning is certainly leads an organization that goes to areas, as a physician, but he leads an organization that goes to the areas where the major catastrophes are taking place and offers help. Now, basically, of course, we hear that the American military is over there providing aid. Do you have any idea about what's really going on over there? And then, of course, we've had appeals, certainly by radio and television, to send money to the Red Cross. Is the Red Cross usually very effective in these disaster areas?
Well, actually, I work more with other organizations than the Red Cross. Usually I find that when I work with the different local folks that we've had long-term relationship. Like I've had probably 30 years or more relationship with the Assemblies of God, and knowing having those particular contacts, I'm able to get into places that otherwise I would not. Sometimes the Red Cross, of course, has larger resources, and they're working together with the government, and we do interface with the government as well. You have to. We also have to interface with the military, because they often have some of the equipment and the planes or the helicopters or the other means of being able to transport large quantities of materials in. And I know that's what happened in Indonesia. We worked with the military there, and they were tremendously helpful. But I have not worked as much with the Red Cross specifically. Times when we've interfaced with, like, Doctors Without Borders and those types of organizations. But the Red Cross is present. They do have a number of resources, and I am not specifically working with them in the Philippines, though.
Well, now, basically, do we have any idea? We understand what about 3,800 people have died in this, but there must be just total devastation, total breakdown of the entire structure of society over there. What do you hear from often, you know?
Well, unfortunately, in some areas, like when people try to bring in supplies, there are times in which in some of the areas, it's where they've had some communist insurrection and rebels, and so there have even been a few convoys that have been attacked or the supplies have been interrupted, though I haven't heard that much lately. I think there's more stabilization right now, and I tell you what, when people are hungry, when people are thirsty, when people are desperate, they will do desperate things, even when they normally would not do so. And so the thing that I'm hearing now is that some of the major areas, the bigger areas, they are getting more supplies in, but the outlying islands, you know, the thing that we forget about is that there's really hundreds and hundreds of islands there in the Philippines, and there's some of these that were affected have not yet had adequate assistance in those hard-to-reach areas. And so some of the teams that we've been talking to are going to try to reach out to areas that have not been served yet. It's really a desperate thing. And, you know, I just heard the news of one of the golfers here in the United States lost 8 of his family members there. It's of interest that the man that taught me in some of my training, we're from the Philippines. A lot of close friends here in the United States are from the Philippines. We've done a number of medical mission trips to the Philippines, so I've got a lot of friends over there. And it's really devastating to see people going to post offices and other places, posting notes that would say, have you seen this person? Have you seen this person? It's really a very sad situation because of the tremendous devastation. So it really is spotty. Some areas are getting more assistance, and of course some are just hoping to be able to leave some of the worst areas because there is actually no structure for them to stay in. Some of the people are having to make makeshift homes under tin roofs, whatever kind of plastic or wood might be left, and trying to find some sort of shelter that way. And I even have read some places where people have been digging into the ground and breaking pipes that provide water just because they've been so desperate for water in certain areas. But the problem with that is that water is often contaminated, and it sometimes can make a person more sick. So it is a desperate situation, and certain areas are getting the help they need. Other areas have not yet received help.
Well, what facilities do you have for purifying water? Do you have the water there? Or what do you do to purify it?
Well, there's actually some chlorine dioxide drops that can be utilized and added to the water, and then you let it sit for 10-15 minutes, and then the water would be safe. But we also have a number of we're taking over individual filters that will can be used by individuals that will take out the contaminants. The actual water bottles that we're actually taking over will take care of viruses and bacteria as well, and they're really a tremendous product. They hold about 28 ounces of water, and even if it's terribly contaminated, if you let it sit long enough, 10-15 minutes, and then you can drink from it, it will actually kill all the viruses and bacteria. This larger water purification unit that we're taking over, as I said, will do 2,500 gallons, and that actually will service about 5,000 people per day. And that actually can work in a situation where there's a lake, a river, a pond, even take chlorinated swimming pool water. It'll take the chlorine out and make the water drinkable for people. It will not work on salt water, so I can't go to the ocean side and desalinate this water. So we need to have some sort of a freshwater source. But even if there's dead animals or the debris or sewage contamination, the system that we have will actually make it safe to drink that.
And so swimming pool water really is not safe to drink that.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
Swimming pool water is really, if there was an emergency and we did not have ready access to water, then it would not be safe to drink the swimming pool water.
Well, no. In fact, it really would depend. In fact, if they haven't been having, normal upkeep of the pools, for instance, with this much rain and the typhoon that came in, it would probably be also contaminated with other water and with other debris. And so I would not trust that. I would want to actually have that go through a system like what we have that will remove a lot of the chlorine. But if that's the only water that I had available, I would use it. It really is best to use these systems that will remove the chlorine.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for our guest this morning, give us a call at 877-254-7524, 877 254-7524. What about the U.S. military? Are they doing a pretty good job? Do we have any idea? Of course, all we know is what we see on television. But
I don't know specifically about the experience in the Philippines, but I have had direct experience with the U.S. military, both in Banda Aceh and also in Haiti. I was involved with the Haiti earthquakes that took a couple teams down there, and I can say this, the U.S. military operates in an incredibly efficient way. In fact, when they show up, it's just a real pleasure because they have the resources, they have the personnel, and I can say the attitude of the military, the soldiers that are involved, they are just fantastic. They do a tremendous job, and they actually are getting a tremendous thrill of being a blessing to others. I've really seen this through the military. I was involved once in Bangladesh, where 150,000 people died, and I was on an island where 40,000 people died. And the U.S. military, they helicoptered us in. They got supplies for us. They even came in with water purification units. They actually set up a radio communication system for us. And so both the Navy and the Army were involved with that, and I'm sure the same type of thing is going on in the Philippines. I don't have direct knowledge, but I do know that whenever they get involved, they do a fantastic job, and they're efficient. They know what they're supposed to do, and they do it well, and they're incredibly cooperative. So, I mean, I can't give enough kudos for the U.S. military. They do a great job whenever they get involved.
And I've heard the same thing from other sources, and the fact that how much people really do appreciate the help that comes from the American military. Well, basically, Sidney, you know, you'll be leaving then on Thanksgiving. Would you be taking a team over with you, or would you be going by yourself?
Actually, I'm going with another doctor. He's actually a doctor of theology, but who heads up Christian Disaster Response, Dr. Ron Patterson. We're going to be going over together because we've worked together before down in Haiti and other emergencies, and so we're going together. The teams that we're going to be networking with are already on the ground. Like this In His Image Family Practice Residency team, they're going to be going 2 days after we leave. So I'm not actually taking a team the day I leave, but we will be hooking up with other people on the ground there, like Convoy of Hope and the Assemblies of God of the Philippines, and as I said, with CRY and with In His Image Family Practice Residency.
And basically, of course, your goal right now is just raising funds for this water purification equipment you're going to be taking?
Yes, and also medications. We actually are taking over $200,000 to $300,000 worth of medications. In fact, it looks like if the more funds come in, we're going to be able to even take more than that. I actually ordered some extra medications, and I'm going to be physically taking a significant number of antibiotics and other medications with me as I travel over there next Thursday, and I'm going to be able to distribute that. But in addition, we're obtaining a significant amount of medications through MAP International out of Georgia, and they actually have travel packs that they've made for physician travel that are going over to respond to disasters, and they've been a tremendous source too. So we will actually have several hundred thousand dollars worth of medications that we'll be putting into the system to help many different of the organizations on the ground. And it's my understanding that they've got Brazilian physicians and Swedish physicians that are coming in, and others that we're told that we can actually help supply some of the medications for them.
Well, now, are there usually quite a few Americans that come to these disaster regions? You mentioned, of course, the Assembly of God will be there, Doctors Without Borders. Are there a large number of organizations?
Yes, there are. And in fact, you know, the Baptist organization, the Southern Baptists in the United States, have one of the largest organizations that respond to disasters. I don't know specifically what effort they're doing in the Philippines, but I'm sure that they would be there. In fact, there's one a Baptist church that has made a pledge to really support what we're doing there as well. So I've been really appreciative of the Baptist involvement, but there's many different churches that have gotten involved. I don't want to just single out one. I have found that wherever I go, that this disaster has actually touched the hearts of so many different people. In fact, I've trained with a number of Filipino friends, and also I've trained them, and they also were colleagues of mine, and they have actually been calling me and say they want to get behind this effort and reaching out to help in the Philippines.
Well, I think it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing that you're doing, and basically, of course, this is also the expression of what Christianity is all about, helping others, and the fact that you and other American organizations are there, and really Christian groups from all over the world are descending on the Philippines or on any of these areas where the disasters have taken place, just to help the people, people who have just, I'm sure, a feeling of total hopelessness.
Absolutely. In fact, one thing that I heard that was attributed to Mother Teresa was that it's not so much important as what you do, as how much love you put into the doing. Huldah Buntain from Calcutta actually was the one that shared that with me just a few days ago. And she just said, it's not how much you do, but it's how much love you put into the doing. And I can say this, that that's what motivates these groups going over there. And on any of these responses, it's the love of God. In fact, Jesus himself said, if you give a cup of cold water in my name, you do it unto me. And so that's really what we're doing. And I stop and think about the book of James when he says, when you see somebody cold and hungry, you don't just say to them, God bless you and be warm, but you give them the things that they need. And I have found through the 30 years of doing medical missions and compassionate ministry that when I touch people physically, when I touch them in a way that meets their physical needs, it opens up their hearts to hear the story about the love of Jesus.
And I think that's so vitally important, and certainly why we support your efforts and what you're doing. Once again, the telephone number or address where people can get in touch with you.
Yes, www.whenallplansfail.com.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Our number is 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
I will not...
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dan, here at the American Peace Network, and I guess this morning, and Pastor Nee has given his life to going to these areas where there's major catastrophes and offering medical help to the people there. Now, you actually ordinarily go, you mentioned that you and this other doctor are going. So basically, then you're not taking a group with you. You're just going on your own, along with this, with these water purifiers and the medications. How are you going to be able to transport $100,000 worth of antibiotics and other medications? What facilities will you have?
Well, we're going to be actually air freighting a lot of the materials in. And then we will be picking it up in the Manila and distributing it to the various organizations that we're networking with. But I also will be taking along as accompanied luggage and pay extra freight for some of the medications, particularly that I want to have on hand when I'm there. And then we're going to air freight the water purification systems over so that it'll actually be on the ground when we arrive. So we have to pre-position this material and then, of course, work with our partners on the ground to help get it out and then to be able to utilize it. And the thing is, our intention is to leave this equipment permanently in the Philippines. We're just going to donate it to those organizations that we're networking with so that they will be able to utilize it on any future disasters. But, you know,
you started to give your email and your website and your telephone number, but just we went to the break. So why don't you go ahead and repeat those? And again, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for our guest, the telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But go ahead. Why don't you get your telephone number and certainly your website and other information out so people will know how to get in touch with you?
Yes. Well, let me give you my email address. If you're interested in email, that would be ihndoc@yahoo.com. That's for I as in international, H as in health, N as in network, and D for doctor, and O for like in doc, and C in cat, so ihndoc@yahoo.com. But you can get all this information on the website, the www.whenallplansfail.com. I also can give you my phone number, and this one you could reach me personally if you would like to before I go. That's 828-507-4422. That's 828-507-4422. That's my personal number with the urgency here. I'm actually giving out my personal number on the radio now that you would actually reach me if you call that number, 828-507-4422. Or if you went to the website, you would actually be able to either donate or learn more information about that or learn more about some of the disaster things that we have been recommending to people, www.whenallplansfail.com. If you go there, there's also a link that will give you a physical address that you could write to if you wanted to mail in any kind of donations to help us.
All right, fine. I think what you're doing certainly is things that, well, a lot of us aren't capable of doing at this time because of the demands on our time or our age. But you can go there, and you've done this before, and I'm sure you'll be doing it as long as you possibly can. Certainly, one man's donation of his time and effort and to help others, and this certainly is what really draws people to want to learn more about Christianity. Do you think that certainly that a lot of the people after a major disaster of this sort do begin looking for God, begin looking for some reason for life?
Stan, I did not hear you. Your volume was too low for me.
I'm sorry. Do you think that these major catastrophes do help to bring people into a personal relationship with our Lord?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I have found that when people have difficulties and when there's major problems, it makes people turn to him. Though, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with the book The Harbinger, but by Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, but
yes.
In there he talks about the warnings that were given to the northern tribes of Israel about judgment that was going to come to them if they didn't turn back to God. And so sometimes when disasters occur, it makes people, or should make people, turn to God. Unfortunately, sometimes they don't. Sometimes people turn away from God and they say, why did God allow this? But the right response would be, God, we love you. We want to come to you. Please help us to respond appropriately. And I tell you what, when we come with the love of Jesus Christ to these people and they're hurting, they look at us. And I remember one of the stories of this man that was being helped. He looked up at the person that was helping and said, are you Jesus? That's what it amounts to. When we actually go out there and we help people, we really are the hands of Jesus, and the love of Jesus being expressed. And so many people, I've been in, as I said, 105 nations, and I've dealt with many different people of all different backgrounds. And when I help them, they want to know, what is it that motivates you? Why are you leaving America? Why are you leaving your comfort of home? Why are you spending this kind of money? Why are you making this effort? And when you tell them that I'm doing it because Jesus loves you, it really opens up their heart. And I've had literally tens of thousands of people over the years receive Jesus Christ. In fact, one of the things that I routinely would tell people when I would be treating them, I would say, the medicine I'm going to give you is going to last you maybe a few weeks, in some cases maybe a few months, and then if they've had surgery, maybe it's actually going to last you for a few years, maybe even a lifetime. But I said, when you receive Jesus Christ, you have something that's going to be with you for eternity. You will know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and one day you will be able to be with him. And by the way, I also tell people, I said, when you receive Jesus Christ, that makes you my brother, that makes you my sister, that makes us the same family. And so, you know, when I'm looking at the poorest of the poor, or even the wealthiest of the wealthiest, if they don't know Jesus, then they're lost. But when they know Jesus, then that makes us family, that makes us brothers and sisters. And I remember I had a dream a number of years ago of reaching out to a man that, I don't know, at the time in my dream, he was in rags. He didn't smell good. He had open sores. And in my dream, I took a step back because as a doctor, my first reaction was, before I touch the man, I want to make sure that the man is not going to, transmit a disease to me in some way. But I realized even in my dream that my response of stepping back was the wrong one. So I made a conscious decision in my dream. I went to the man. I bent over. I put my arms around him. His sores touched me. His dirty clothes touched me. And what came into my mind as I was dreaming was, this man is your brother. And then I hear somebody say, well, how can you say he's your brother? He's of a different nation and maybe of a different religion. Why do you say this man is your brother? And my response in my dream was, if he wasn't my brother before I put my arms around him, the only opportunity I would have to make him my brother was to put my arms around him. And I have found that as I reach out in the love of Jesus, that I really do find it's one of the most effective ways of bringing people to Jesus and really helping them. And it's not just a token. It's really because they are my brother. And I remember this one story, excuse me, that I had. I had this other dream about being a shepherd, and a lamb was lost. A lamb was lost and actually had it was in a stormy night, and I didn't want to go out.
Gonna have to hold the story till we get back. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from Kathy Van Soest and the staff at Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley, welcoming home our American heroes. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is going over to the Philippines. He'll be leaving on Thanksgiving Day, next Thursday, so that he can be there to help and working in, certainly interlocking with other Christian groups that are there. He's worked with in the past, certainly administering to the people. But you were starting to tell us the story before we went to the break. Go right ahead.
Oh, I was in the middle of telling a story about having had this dream that I was a shepherd, and I was wanting to go look for a lamb that was lost, but it was a very stormy, bad, windy, very bad night, and I thought, well, I'm going to wait till the morning to go out and look for it. The weather's just too bad. It shows you I've never been a shepherd before to have that attitude. But anyway, I that's what I was thinking. But then my daughter came up to me in my dream, and she said, "Dad, that was my favorite little lamb." Well, that made me twisted my heart a little bit, and I thought, well, maybe I better go out into the bad weather, and I will look for that little lamb. But then in my dream, that lamb became my daughter, and all of a sudden, I realized there is nothing that would stop me from going out into that storm. No matter how bad the weather was, I would go out there because that was my daughter. And I stop and think of the scripture that says, God said he's not willing that any should perish. He died for everyone, and all that will believe in him will be saved. And that's what he gave us, that commission to go out into all the world and preach the gospel and make disciples. And so that's the motivation that we have. And when we show that love of Jesus, we actually are his extension of his love. And as I said earlier, it's not so much what we do, but how much love we put into the doing. And when I stop and think about 1 Corinthians 13, it says that even if I give my body to be burned and give all my money to the poor, it doesn't profit me anything unless I have love. But I find that when I touch people with the love of Jesus, with the love of the Lord, I find that it opens up so many doors, and it makes people understand why we make the effort that we do. That otherwise, many people say, "Why are you taking all those risks?" And I say, well, it's because the love of God compels us to go out and to share his love with others.
Well, I think that's so true, and I think that's wonderful that you're able to do this. I wish I could be coming along with you, but that's not what God has assigned me to do at the present time. Under any circumstances, certainly the fact that Americans are going, certainly to other countries, and not just Americans, but people from all over the world going to the Philippines, to offer a hand to these people, and there must be hundreds of thousands without homes, and suddenly so many people, if they weren't killed, suddenly are injured. They do need, now will there be any hospital facilities at all where you'd be able to work, or would you be pretty much just on your own?
Oh no, you mean, will I be working, I'll be working very closely with others. In fact, I will be, working, with different organizations. In fact, one of the things that might have as a major goal is, one thing that's been on my heart for probably 15 years is wanting to really unite the body of Christ in a greater way. I mentioned earlier about how that I've gone to Goma Zaire when 10,000 bodies were on the ground and 60,000 people died over 6 weeks, and that there was very little coordination of activity between organizations. One of the things that I want to do is to meet with a number of these organizations. I think there's as many as 19 to 20 some odd organizations that I may be connecting with, and I would like to see what I can do to enhance the coordination and the cooperation of these organizations. I call it uniting the body of Christ. In fact, I think of the prayer of Jesus Christ when he said in John 17, he says, I pray that there'll be one, Father, even as you and I are one. And I think the more that people see that believing organizations, Christian organizations work together, the more they're going to understand that it's really just one Jesus. In fact, I remember being in China one time and somebody came up and asked the question, which Jesus do you serve? Because they'd heard so many different churches and organizations go over and they would preach Jesus, but they all seemed to be like a different Jesus. They didn't realize there's only one Jesus. And so one of the things that I really am praying about going over there is that this networking, I have a lot of relationships in the United States with these organizations, but it's a different thing when you're on the ground working with the people who are actually delivering the care. You forge relationships, you forge communication patterns and methods that will actually carry over into future disasters. And so I want to work not only with the national governments and with the national churches, but also with the responding agencies and seeing how what kind of coordination that we might be able to make. In fact, one of my goals would be ultimately to be able to help provide a service that, you know, people need logistics, they need housing, they need transportation, they sometimes need translation assistance. And if we ever would pool our resources together and our connections in the right way, we could actually be much more effective and get much more done. And that's actually one of the strengths of the military, is that they have one central command. They have people that know specifically what their jobs are, and they then can all do it in a coordinated fashion. And we need to have that same kind of efficiency if we can, laying aside a lot of differences. And I feel very badly that sometimes doctrinal differences get in the way of trying to help people. But I have also found that many times in the middle of a disaster, doctrinal differences fall to the wayside, and you find out that when people are in need, people will link arms and work together, and you can become much more effective in sharing the love of Jesus. And that's what I'm praying for. That's what I'm looking forward to being able to do when I get there.
Well, I think it's wonderful, and I do hope that some of our listeners will feel that they want to join with you. So one more time, get your telephone number out and your web page out. So if they'd like to help you so that you can take over the antibiotics and the other medication, that they can get in touch with you. But one more time, get your telephone number, web page, and all the information.
Okay, the website is www.whenallplansfail.com. You'll find information there where you can either donate or write to us. Telephone number 828-507-4422 and email
And the email?
IHNDOC@yahoo.com. IHNDOC@yahoo.com.
Well, God bless you. I just hope everything goes well, and I hope maybe when you get back, you can get in touch with us. We can get you on again, and you can share with us your experiences. God bless you, and I hope the Lord will be.
Well, thank you so much, Stan, for having me on.
My pleasure. Bye-bye, and God bless.
You If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Did you call an 800 or an 888 number for a free report on gold and silver from people who claim they make no money? Did you get stuck with a bunch of foreign coins that you can't pronounce? Do you have rare coins that nobody can possibly value, or worse yet, rare coins from a sunken ship? Do you find out they really did make money on you? Are you getting called constantly by telemarketers to buy more or trade every day? Then most likely you've already lost a lot of money. Even if gold doubles or triples from here, you will still lose money. We can help. It's not too late to get your holdings into American products and still take advantage of major market moves. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592. No hassle, no hype, no bait and switch, and no complaints. After 2 decades of service, we're still here for you. Call 1-800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Well, Dr. Stan, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out there that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, well, I would love to hear from you. And certainly we appreciate the help we've gotten from the people there in Colorado who agree with us, certainly that we are involved in the spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural battlefield. But it truly is a spiritual battle that is being waged today, a battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So, Savi, if you'd like to listen to our programs, why, you can go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and scroll down to listen, and there, of course, you can connect to Soundwave 2000, which puts out our internet and satellite signal, but you can listen 4 hours a day, live, 24 hours a day, archived, because, as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, trying to get people to understand what's really going on in the world. So if you'd like to listen to our programs, and we encourage you to get others to listen, because we're going to put out information you're just not going to hear elsewhere. Talk Radio did a wonderful program last night with an Assyrian Christian. He was an Iraqi. The Assyrian Christians lived in Iraq. They were the original people who owned that land. And then, of course, when the Arabs came in, they took it away from the Assyrian Christians. But, of course, he had been born and raised, or he'd been born in Iraq, but he'd been raised in Japan. And he was back there as a reporter in 2003, just before the war. What was so amazing was the fact that the Iraqis wanted the Americans do attack their country. They knew that some of them would be killed, but they wanted so badly to get rid of Saddam Hussein, because they'd been oppressed for 30 to 40 years. Saddam had killed probably close to 1 million people, and the Iraqis wanted the Americans to attack. And then, of course, after the Americans came in, the thing that really touched me was the fact that the Americans, most of them were so good and kind and worked hard, and how much America was loved by the Iraqi people. It was an incredible story. It's archived up on our website. You can listen to it if you'd like to. Program we did at 9 o'clock last night with a young man, an Assyrian Christian, who had written a book, The Liberation of Iraq, a very touching book. We've read it. And to see how the Iraqi people and people throughout the world really feel towards the Americans now. They may not like our government, but they like the American people. because they're good people, they're kind people, they're generous people, and we are. Well, unfortunately, though, we're so good.